First of all, I want to welcome you to the Elite Athlete Podcast. So this is Mike Waters right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I wanted to tap in today about expectation, you know, dealing with athletes, working with athletes on a daily basis. I think it's super important that we have a certain level of expectation that's not too high to where it's out of reach or unrealistic, but also not too low to where there's no drive and no force or no desire to really chase it. So let's start with, when it comes to expectation, let's start with how we arrive at that level. So for me, what I like to tell my athletes and the way I like to train my athletes on the mental side is the expectation should never exceed the amount of work that you're willing to put in. So no matter what your expectation is, if you set that bar high, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, are you willing to put in the work and do what it takes in order to accomplish and reach that expectation? So that's number one. That's the thing that I think every athlete out there should consider, you know, when they're setting their goals, when they're talking about what they want to accomplish, whether it be a scholarship or turning pro or whatever it may be, whatever the next level is. It could be starting on your middle school team, whatever that looks like for you. The first question is, are you willing to put in the work to accomplish that? And that is what should determine your expectation. Now, let's look at the flip side of that coin. So some athletes, we set our expectations too low. You know, so expectation, you know, for example, might be just to make the team. You know, but in reality is, I mean, how often are people getting cut? You know, not that often, you know, especially on the younger levels. Maybe at the professional level, it's a little bit different. But my point to that is, if we set the expectation too low, then there's no drive. There's no reason to wake up and go get it and chase it and pursue it on a daily basis, because it's not that big of a target. You know, just being on the team is not big enough. You know, so be very, very careful when you're setting that expectation if it's too low. Now, here's the scary thing about setting your expectation too low. The scary thing is, you could actually be setting it too low and not even realize it. So sometimes this falls into the category of not having a goal, you know, not having an expectation, just kind of going through your day-to-day life, you know, just going to practice, going to your workouts, just kind of going through the motions and never really setting an expectation. So there's nothing to do. You know, as long as you're showing up and you're there, you know, you feel like, hey, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I would also warn against not creating an expectation. So there's your different levels. So you have not too high of an expectation, because it has to be realistic and has to be something that you're willing to work for. And then we talked about not setting that expectation too low, because if that expectation is too low, what's the point? What are we trying to accomplish? Why are we even getting up in the morning? How are we expected to go 100% with every workout, 100% in the classroom academically? We're expected to do all this, but there's no expectation of what we're going to get out of it or what the end result looks like. What's the overall goal? So I would advise we don't do that unless we have it. And the worst of the three, I would say, is to not have any expectation at all. Now there's no direction, there's no guidance, there's nowhere to go, there's nothing you can look at, there's no tracking system, there's nothing to keep you accountable, there's nothing that even tells you that you're close to your goal or you're far from your goal or you're en route to your goal. There's no expectation. So you're just waking up, going through the motions every single day, not knowing if you're getting closer or further away from that goal, because there is no goal. So that to me would be the number one issue, or the number one way to fail and not accomplish what you set out. So every athlete, you have to create the expectation of what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish, what do you want to get out of it? And that has to be number one. And now once we set that expectation, don't be afraid to change it. Expectation isn't something that stays static or stays stagnant for years. Expectation could be, like I said, it could be starting on your eighth grade football team. Cool. So when you hit that goal and you hit that target, guess what? You have to raise the expectation. So that's how you want to look at it. So don't, you know, overstress about creating it now. It should be what's reachable, what you're willing to work for, what target are you willing to accomplish? And that's how you create your level of expectation. You know, that's what it is. So for me, for example, with business, Phase One Sports is, you know, I expect it to be one of the best or the premier training facility here in Las Vegas. I created that expectation from day one. So when I created that, the question I had to ask is, am I willing to put in the work to accomplish that goal? You know, is that something that I'm just saying because it sounds cool? Or, you know, everybody that's starting a business is like, oh, it's going to be the biggest business ever. You know, so am I just saying it generically or just saying it because I'm supposed to say it? Or was I saying it because I was willing to put in the work to accomplish that goal? And I could tell you, it's because I was willing to put in the work. So for the last 20 years, that's what I've been doing, is putting in the work day in, day out to build the brand, to put the Phase One name on the map, to take care of every athlete that walks through the door. So I've been committed to that. So my expectation was pretty high, right? So that's one thing. But I had to ask myself, and the answer was yes, I'm willing to work. Yes, I'm willing to stay up at night. Yes, I'm willing to go through the struggles financially and the ups and downs of business. Yes, I'm willing to sacrifice personal relationships, sacrifice time because I needed to focus on my business. I was willing to do that. So that was the quote unquote, the secret. You know what I mean? That was the secret to success. So at the end of the day, if we look at it, when you create your expectation, what you should be asking yourself is, what am I willing to do to accomplish this goal? Am I willing to sacrifice? Am I willing to you know, go to bed early, get up early in the morning? Am I willing to put in that extra work in, you know, when everybody else is done, everybody else is, you know, practice is over and everybody's going home, everybody's going to grab food? Are you willing to stay extra and get that extra work in? Are you willing to show up early and get that extra work in? Are you willing to make sure that you're taking care of your body? Make sure you're focused on your recovery. Make sure you're focused on your nutrition. Are you willing to do that or not? Because guess what? Most people say that they're willing to do it, but when it really comes down to it, here we are. Are you? And it's easy to say. It's easy for people to say, oh man, I'll be putting in work every single day. Do you? If you're being real and you're being honest with yourself, are you giving it 100% every single opportunity that you get? That's the question. That's the only thing to really compare to. That's the only thing to really assess how high that bar is. Am I giving 100% every single opportunity that I get? Not just when the game comes, because we all know that's the fun part. Out on the field, out on the court, that's the fun part. But I'm talking about the days that you don't want to get out of the bed, the days that you don't want to go to that training session, the days that something goes bad or your family issues or relationship issues. Those are the days that count. Those are the days that you have to make a decision that I'm still going to pursue this 100% no matter what, because my expectation is high. My goals are high. So there's no way that I can't put this work in. I have to put this work in. I can't be a liar to myself. I promise myself that I'm willing to put in the work to get to the next level. Now it's time for me to do exactly that. So you have to be accountable, not just accountable to your parents, not just accountable to your teammates, not just accountable to your coaches. You have to be accountable to you. It's your goal. It's your expectation. This is what you want to accomplish. So if you're not accountable to yourself, does it really matter if you're accountable to other people? Because you can't do this for your parents. If you're an athlete and you're trying to, you know, take it to the next level, or you're trying to get that scholarship, trust me, if you're doing it because your parents want you to, it's going to be very difficult. This has to be something that you want. Your parent wanting it for you is not enough. Your coach isn't wanting it for you is not enough. You have to wake up, look in the mirror and say, this is what I want. Because guess what? It's you that has to put in the work. Parents can give you the resources. Parents can pick you up, drop you off, all that good stuff. They can pay for it. But they cannot put in the work for you to be successful. That is only done by you. It's only done by you making that choice and making that decision and saying, that's it. I'm going all in. This is what I want. This is what I expect. This is my goal. This is what I want to accomplish. And I'm willing to put in the work and I'm willing to sacrifice everything else. Period. That's the goal. So here's what I want you to do. Every athlete that's listening to this or that hears this podcast, every single athlete, I want you to do one thing for me. I want you to write down your expectation. What are you trying to accomplish? Now, when you write it down, here's step two. I also want you to go to Instagram, and I want you to go to @IAmPhaseOne, and I want you to tell me you listen to the podcast, and this is your expectation. I listen to the podcast, and then I want you to write out your expectation. What are you trying to accomplish? So example would be, I listen to the podcast. My goal or my expectation is to make it to the NFL. Bet. That's what I want it to look like. Because now I can keep you accountable and make sure that you're doing everything you need to get there. But it comes from you, not from me, not from your parents, not from your coaches, not from your teammates, not from your friends, not from your girlfriend or your boyfriend. It comes from you wanting to get to the next level and accomplish that goal. So that's what I want you to do. We're going to create that expectation. We're going to keep each other accountable. We're going to keep working, keep getting better, and we're going to get to the next level. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Remember step one and step two, write it down. And I want you to go to IG, shoot me a DM. I listen to the podcast, and here's my expectation. That's all I need. Share this with the teammate. Share it with somebody else that you know needs to hear it. And I will definitely see you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in.